Franja du Plessis, bring it. Irene Cara doing the flash dance from 1983. What a feeling. And Evoid was the taxi man. It's 8 o'clock. It is news time on Wild Coast Radio. In your top stories, Build One South Africa challenges members of parliament to increase the pass rate. Women on Farm says government must support organizations that are fighting GBV. And illicit trading poses a risk to the economy. Build One South Africa has challenged members of parliament to support its motion to increase the country's pass rate. MPs will vote today on the motion to increase the pass rate from 30%. Boza says the pass rate is too low and puts the future of young people at risk. Boza's leader, Musi Maimane, says an increased pass rate will be good for the entire education system. Women on Farms organization has called on the government to follow through with action after it declared gender-based violence a national emergency. The organization says the government needs to give organizations in rural areas funding. The WOF says police are under-resourced and efforts to help victims fall short without sustained funding for local organizations. It says women will remain victims of violence without long-term investment. The South African National Taxi Council is gearing up for the busy festive season by launching its 2025 Hlomela Festival Season campaign. The campaign focuses on rolling out road safety and commuter wellness activities around the country. The campaign includes roadworthiness checks, safety activations, and engagements in all 9 provinces. SANTACO's national spokesperson says the council is committed to ensuring commuters travel safely during the busy festive season. The Gauteng government has warned the public to take weather warnings seriously. The province says its rainfall is expected to continue in parts of the province this week. Gauteng has received heavy rain and consistent rainfall over the past 3 weeks. The South African Weather Service says heavy rainfall is expected in several provinces this week. Provincial emergency services remain on standby to respond to emergencies. The National Consumer Commission has warned that illicit trade poses a risk to South Africa's economy. The country's economy loses an estimated 10 billion rand every year due to illicit trade. The NCC says it's working with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to form regulations that will boost the tracing and tracking of goods. Illicit trade is most common in South African industries that include alcohol, tobacco and food. International news. Authorities have arrested 11 people in connection with the fire that killed 146 people in Hong Kong last week. The fire destroyed 7 apartment towers and left hundreds homeless. It has been described as Hong Kong's deadliest fire in 75 years. The cause is still under investigation. Financials. Gold selling at $4,217.85 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $63.21. One US dollar, 17 rand 9. The British pound, 22.59. And the euro, 19 rand 85. A bitcoin is currently $86,940.71. And that's all for this bulletin.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio.
I know you're home. You left your light on. You know I. The night is thin. I know you're alone. I watched the car leave. Your lover is gone. Let me in.